whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. Have life everlasting. Have life everlasting. So loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God did not send his Son into the world to bring condemnation, but rather that through the receiving of him life everlasting, have life everlasting, have life everlasting, have life everlasting, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, but I have to get the scriptures first. Nearly forgot that. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep and saith unto Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. There we go. Hello, everyone. I'm Chaplain John McTernan, and this is our Monday night Bible teaching and prayer time, but I don't see Pastor Fred. I had a brief telephone conversation with him earlier today, and I didn't, I called him later, but he didn't get back to me. So he's not here, which is an indication that he may not be coming tonight. So, all right. We've got Paula Jean here. Hello, Paula Jean.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to be counting on you for the news tonight, if there's any news I should have, because I have not been involved in tracking that today at all. But, you know, God always needs our prayers because there's so much work to be done.
All right. And then we have Sister Sharon here. Hello, Sharon.
Yes. Hello, Chaplain John. Yes, I'm glad to be here. And I always look forward to Pastor Fred coming, so I just pray that he is okay and everything's okay his way.
Yeah, I might give him a call.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good plan, because he just might have been caught up with something.
Then we have Sister Kathy here. Hello, Sister Kathy.
Good evening. God bless and praise the Lord.
Did you ever touch base with that man that needed prayer?
No, I did not approach him, and I did not get a response from him. So he's in a full-fledged rehab place. So sounded like they didn't have any setup, you know, far as time constraints, but I'm just so thankful. As soon as he gets his messages, he'll know it was possible.
Okay. All right. Gigi and Randy, hello.
Good evening, John and everyone. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
Thank you.
And then we have Mr. Rita.
Good evening, Chaplain John. And, hello to everyone out there.
Okay. Hello to you also. Now, if anybody would like to pray, you can call in at 717-409-5553, and we can bring you, or if you have something you'd like to be prayed for, put it in the chat room. And Sister Kathy, are you patrolling the chat room today?
I sure can. I'd be glad to.
All right. So you're the sheriff there in the chat room patrolling it.
On duty.
Okay. All right. So let's begin. And we'll begin at the beginning with Sister Paula Jean. Oh, in fact, we'll begin with me.
Sounds
Father,
good.
We yeah. thank you for this this time together, this prayer time together, Lord. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise, Lord. And we can't thank you enough for everything you've done, Lord. Everything. It's amazing what you've done, the prayers you've answered. So we praise you and thank you now. And Lord, and we're all together in the name of Jesus. So where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. So Lord, you're here in our prayer meeting tonight. We thank you for that. And whatever we do, Lord, is always under the blood of the everlasting covenant that you made with us on Calvary. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, Paula Jean.
Okay, I'm going to open up with Heavenly Father. I'm lifting up to you, Pastor Fred, right now. And you know what's going on in his life and what's his needs are. And I know that he's, you know, concerned about Katie. And maybe I'll start with her, Father God. We pray that she's aware of your presence with her. She's aware of your love for her. And how much her dad loves her, and how much everybody's praying for her healing. But we put her in your hands because you know your plans. And Father God, we pray that your greatest blessing for Katie is already in the process of unfolding and coming forth for her experience with you and her victory in Christ Jesus. And we know that he paid the price for her healing, but healing sometimes means coming to be with you. She seems awfully young for that. So we're holding out for complete wholeness here on earth, victory wholeness, where she can give great testimony and where her father can have great peace of mind. But we know that because she's been raised to love you and walk with you, and knows you, that whatever happens will happen for your glory as well as for her greatest blessing. And we do pray, Father God, that the medical team is up to snuff, that you're making sure the right people are on it, and that everything that can be done for her healing is already being arranged if it hasn't already begun. And so we lift her up to you for that wholeness that we desire so she can function well and bring you glory in the rest of her life here. In Jesus' name I pray. And we do pray for Pastor Fred, for whatever he's doing, that he's doing it in the Holy Spirit, led by you, and to glorify you, that it's fruitful time. And that when it's time for him to come here, that your Holy Spirit will give him a real good nudge so that he'll wake up, remember that we look to hearing from him on this fine Monday. And we'll miss him because it's just something we do look forward to every Monday. He has a wonderful way of praying and teaching, Father God, and we thank you for the gifting you have given him. We ask your blessings be upon him for his in-person ministry, Father God, that there is great fruit coming from that, and that everybody is faithful in coming to get fed when that time exists. And that you are glorified and he receives joy in continuing to teach and preach and be used by you. Give him the peace that he needs today for whatever it is that's going on and on this plate, and give him a good night's sleep so in the morning he wakes totally refreshed and looking to you to make the way for the rest, for the next day. Keep up that he keeps up that walking in the spirit, because that also keeps him filled with your joy and your love. We give you thanks that you've arranged for this to be so. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen. And now, for the rest of this ministry, Father God, I thank you so much for what you're doing. In the way that you're using Chaplain John and opening opportunities for your word to get out through him and through his brochures, but
thank
also
you.
Through the audible things, Father God, and the video things and direct contact with people in the local area. We do ask for the finances, Father God, for the continued copying and distributing of the brochures and the great number that are being requested, Father God. It's a much greater number than we've had on an ongoing basis for a while. And so we just need your help to call people forward that have the funds to contribute. And I pray that you just speak to those that have ears to hear and a heart to provide in Jesus' name, so that they can go as far and wide as you want them to go. I also pray, Father God, for the help of everybody on the staff as well as the listeners, Father. The health of your people is so important. It makes it so much easier to have the joy to spread the good news, Father God, when the suffering is eliminated or reduced tremendously, Father God. We pray great healing for Dove. We know that he's got another journey outward planned very soon. And we pray, Father God, that from this recent surgery, he'll be completely recovered and his strength will be restored on a steady, reliable basis, Father God, so he can go with confidence. We also pray for the funds that he needs. And I think there were $12,000 the last time I heard. You know what the fund situation is right now, and we just pray that that also be provided in a quick enough way that he can have confidence that the tickets be paid for and the provisions that he wants to take be provided. We do pray, Father God, also for healing for Sharon to continue a little bit faster, so that things can ease up on the strain for Bobby, that we want his back to be healed. We want his body to be re-strengthened and healed, Father God. And I pray that in Jesus' name, however you choose to arrange for it, he's been so faithful in helping Sharon. And let's see, Larry, I pray, Father God, for fruit on those mission trips to the places where abortions are being conducted. I don't even like the words. It's hard for me to think of them anymore. I just don't like to think about those things. But he has people that are willing to go out and pray with people, provide information. And Father God, we pray that there will be more turnaround responses, but we give thanks for every single one of them. Just as Jesus thought about the good shepherd going after the one sheep that got lost and left the rest of the group to fend for themselves for the short time that it took him to get the one sheep that was needed to be found. And this is what we want, is for each one that can be saved to be saved. And I thank you for these people that are faithfully going out, and that you keep their spirit strong even when days are not as productive as they wish they would be, but that you keep them coming back and walking from that place of faith and love for the unborn. And I pray, Father, that there be good fruit, that they learn more about people coming back even to say thank you, because that's available. And I pray that people will be prompted to do that in Jesus' name. Because we all need encouragement when we're doing all that we know how to do to try and accomplish something for the Lord. And Heavenly Father, let's see. I'm thinking of Pastor Jamil right now. And I pray, Father God, that everything go much smoother and the baptisms go well. That I thank you for every person that's been taken or injured, that healing and recovery, restoration of the people have been accomplished so that we at least know where people are. And I give you thanks for that, because it's so horrendous when they're worse than bandits, Father God. They're totally enemy driven by the enemy, disruptors. And we pray for the protection of your people that are out there in the field. Same thing for Chaplain, Bishop Reinhardt, that's what I'm thinking about, and Dave in India. Protection, protection, protection. They just so much need it. And so do the people that are gathering together to learn about you, Father God, and receive the brochures. We just do thank you for the opportunity to side with them and keep them covered in prayer. I do pray, Father God, that they're also teaching about discipleship, so that those that are coming to you are receiving discipling, if not in person by the people that are there. I pray, Father God, you are discipling them, because I know that you can do that. When people look to you for answers from the Word, Father God, and how to live it, when they come to you in prayer, it's a miracle what can happen, and how ways of choosing to do life can just totally be turned around. So I just call especially on you for those places where the numbers may be short in that particular focus. And if it is, that it become a strong focus as well, so that it won't be all on your shoulders, but that there'll be this cooperation of people learning how to pray and receive custom training from you, but also to be discipled by the people in their presence and with whom they have fellowship. I pray for the protection of wherever the fellowship meetings are being held in these third world countries where there's a lot of opposition. And I pray, Father God, that somehow your Holy Spirit will cut down on the opposition as hearts are touched and the anger is diffused around the world, really, Father God. I just pray for that spirit of hostility to be confounded. And I know that your Holy Spirit can confound it by bringing your love into an area, bringing your order into an area, your peace into an area. And so as you choose to do it, Father, I pray that this take place, because it's so rewarding to see a neighborhood changed because you've come and entered yourself into it, and hearts have taken up in exploring and discovering what your word holds for them, and who Jesus is and who you are and how much you love and are willing to provide. We thank you for your healing of spirit, mind, soul, and body, wherever it's needed and called for. I pray many more people climb onto the prayer warrior roll call and be doing that for their loved ones and even for their enemies, Father God, so that you can be glorified and more glorified in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay. And then we have Larry here now. Hello, Brother Larry.
Good evening, Chaplain.
Well, I'm so glad you're here. It's been quite a while since heard from you.
Thank you. It's good to be back. And who was it that was just praying?
That's Paula Jean.
Oh, thank you, Paula Jean. I so appreciate your faithfulness in lifting me up.
Well, it's big in my heart. See, God saved my life on the abortion table. He didn't let my mother go through with it. Yeah, she was there for the day of the abortion, and she changed her mind at the last minute. So I'm sure he had his hand in that. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah. So I'm in prayer for you a lot. Every time he brings you up to me, you go, and I pray. Give him help. Give him encouragement. You know, keep that fire burning. So God bless you. Good to hear from you.
Thank you very much. God bless you.
Larry, can you give us an update on what's going on?
Well, the activity at both York and Lancaster is down. I think there were 12 there Friday at York. Normally on a Friday, there's 20 to 22. And I think because at Lancaster last Wednesday, there was no activity, and that is their scheduled day. We believe that many more women are now purchasing the pill online and don't even bother going to Planned Parenthood. That is our fear. So we keep on being a presence there and listening and trying, of course, to reach out to the death squads and keep praying.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll keep praying for you. So glad you're here. Now, do you feel led to pray? Do you want to pray now?
Thanks so much, but I do need to be muted.
Okay. All right. Well, Paula Jean has covered you already then, so I'll mute you here then. All right. We have Sister Sharon.
Yes, Chaplain John. I'd be glad to pray. And first off, I'd like to thank Paula Jean for all the prayers for my son Bobby and stuff, and for anybody praying for him. I just say thank you so much and stuff. And also about abortions and stuff and people being turned away. That is a wonderful, wonderful thing to hear, Larry, and we do support you in prayer. And I just thank you so much for all that you do with doing that. And I just want to say thank you, dear Father God, for Abba Father International. I want to thank you for this prayer time tonight and stuff. And I do pray that everything is okay with Pastor Fred and his household, and that we will be hearing from him soon and stuff. And I just thank you, dear Father God, for people like Pastor Fred and stuff that you like to teach the Bible and stuff, and it's so good to always listen to him. And dear Father, I just thank you for this group. I thank you so much for Abba Father and all this going on with that. And I think for Chaplain John and his teaching us the Bible too and stuff, it's so wonderful to listen and learn and stuff. And that's what we all need to do, is listen and learn and just be grateful that we can and stuff. And I just want to thank him for that. And we need to pray for everybody who is, you know, overseas and stuff, that they do have, again, they have food, shelter, and clean water and stuff. And I know we've been thinking a lot lately about when we got, I think it was Pastor Zephaniah, all the water straws and stuff, and how horrible that water looked, that the only water they had to drink. So I just pray that there is good water where people are And I do thank you for that, dear Father God. And I just want to say just thank you, dear Father, for my situation and stuff. It could be a whole lot worse, dear Father. But I do have a son that really cares about me having water and food and being turned and repositioned and stuff. And just being in charge of all my appointments and the timing of them. There's a whole lot that he does do that people just don't realize all he is doing. And I just thank him for that, dear Father God. And I just I praise him for it. He's just wonderful. And I just pray, dear Father, that each and every day is a good day. And any day that I can wake up and pray and come to a meeting like this, it's just a wonderful day. It feels good to be able to do this. We want to pray again for everybody overseas. We want to pray for Israel and what's happening over there. And dear Father, it seems to me like the media, the news stories have kind of darkened up about what's going on over there. So we just need to pray that things are basically okay. And one big need I think we need to pray about is all the people who will be traveling for the conclave this next week or so and stuff. And we just need to pray that it just doesn't get overrun with too many people. And that we just, again, need to pray and pray for our Catholic friends and stuff, and pray that they come to a true knowledge of you, dear Father God. And I just thank you for the ability to tell them, to talk to them about you, dear Father, that you are our one way to heaven. You are the only way to heaven. We have to give over our lives to you, give over our heart to you, and just pray to you, and then pray some more, and then help other people learn about you, dear Father. And I just want to pray for everybody who is here to pray, and everybody who's here to listen. And dear Father, I just, looking at coming to sign in to hear Chaplain John and stuff on Rumble Station, I did notice the very, very large amount of people who listened last night. And people are really starting to come to Abba Father and listen and to be with us. And it's such a joy to know that people want to hear what is being said here at Abba Father. And I would also like to pray for Chaplain John's entire family, and that everybody is safe and doing well, and that Nancy's hip is continues to heal, and she does wonderfully with that. I'd like to pray for Steve. It was so wonderful to hear him last night, and I just thank God that he was able to come and share time with us, and it's such a joy. And I just pray for everybody that's here, Sister Kathy and Nana Deb and the best man, and just everybody who is here. And I just thank you, dear Father God, for that. I thank you that that we're just a good solid group to do it all together and stuff, and just sharing your word. And I just love hearing your word, dear Father God. And I just pray for everybody who's here. I pray for Paula Jane, that she continues to do well with that knee and stuff. And I just want to say thank you again about praying for my son Bobby and stuff. And I just thank everybody who does pray. And like I always say, that we can pray for for people. We can find out what their needs are, and then we can also share our needs, and people will pray for us. So prayer is a very, very important part of a Christian life, and it's very, very wonderful to be able to pray. And I thank you, dear Father God, for this. And in your name, I do pray. Amen.
Amen, Karen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Kathy, you're up.
Okay. We're going to be having the Bible being read in entirety on our courthouse square, and it will be April 30th through May 2nd, and then April 27th through May 3rd, there'll be prayer drives and prayer walks, and I'm just so thankful about this, and we just, we're just going to see the Lord move, and there's so much going on. I'm going to read this right quick before I pray. And this is from a vision that Tim Sheets had. That's Dutch's brother. And it said, this is what the Lord said to the body of Christ. You will now advance into the most supernatural movement that I have ever led. I'm pouring out a fresh anointing, blending and synergizing that which I birthed in previous movements. These past movements will intersect with the Godhead's current plans being activated in today's great reformation. Past anointings will merge and function together with today's supernatural kingdom, accomplishing my plans. The river of my spirit has been rising as heaven's rain has filled it, preparing for torrential flows throughout the earth. In this era, the river of God will flow through my church hubs. Rushing, replenishing, and refreshing waters are flowing from kingdom reservoirs, fed by Godhead rain and aquifers that will not run dry. Prepare to ride the Spirit rivers. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you that you are doing the centered move and incorporating the history and the now. And Lord, we are having Wesley and George Whitfield and Lorenzo Dow and Jonathan Edwards and Charles Stanley and Billy Graham. All these people, Oral Roberts, their power, their anointing, their charisma is just coming back into the front. And Lord, we're seeing it. We're absolutely seeing this take place. And we thank you for that. We thank you that we can enter into the prayers of the people in the past, the healing ministry, the move of the Holy Spirit ministry. We're just synergizing with that. And we thank you, Father, for every person that lived and died believing in you, working for you, being energized and empowered by you. And I thank you for, I want to pray for Beth and Joyce, who are dear, dear 88-year-old friends of mine that have been in the trenches, have been in the prayer rooms and have gone to conferences and had conferences themselves, and they're both in the hospital. But Lord, hopefully they will be able to go with Dorothy and I on one of our many prayer drives between those dates for our county's emphasis. I thank you. I thank you for Chaplain John pouring over moves of the past, all of the great revivals, the great uprising of the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you that that is coming again. We thank you for missionaries like Pastor Fred and his wife and Darlene and her husband and just all of the people that have laid aside their comfort of home and security of their nation and have gone to cultures unfamiliar to them, but they wanted to be ministers, and they wanted these people to have the opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Spirit of the Living God, for that. We thank you for people like Pastor Ernie that has a radio broadcast and Dove's TV broadcast and all the other Christian ministries and radio programs and so forth like that. We just thank you that the gospel is being plowed across the nation, and we thank you so much for that. We do pray for Michael and Robin. We pray, oh God, for Pastor Fred and his children and their needs. We pray, oh God, for Mary Mosley, Lord. We pray for Dove and his ministry and his financial needs that you have promised to provide. And we thank you, Lord, for Dave and Willie, and we thank you for Steve. It was so good to hear him today. And we thank you for Larry having been on. And we thank you, God. I pray that Charles's tooth is feeling better and that he'll be okay with that. And the other people that I may be not remembering, but we just thank you. And I thank you for all the people that have been covered by Sharon and Paula Jean. And just thank you. Thank you, God. You hear our prayers, you're attentive to our cries, and you're watching over your word. It will not return void. I pray for the Flashpoint ministry that is going solo now, God, starting its own entity. I thank you for the move of this program. Single-handedly saved the election, Lord. Single-handedly kept the leftist media, the legacy news. It shot a hole in those people's dominance, and the truth has come out, and we thank you so much for that. And Lord, I thank you for the others lined up to pray, and we do thank you for all the people in chat and X, and we thank you for Jerry in Canada who is praying for all of us and agreeing in prayer for our the prayers we're praying. And Lord, just everybody, I do not see Yvonne, and I pray all is well with she and Henry, and I thank you that Henry has been pain-free, and we thank you for that. And there's just so many other needs to pray for, but like I said, others are lined up, and we thank you, God. We thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you have planned for us. And I do pray for the man that Chaplain John was mentioning, and thank you for that glorious, absolute, incredible miracle today. And I just pray for his soul and all the other people who have taken a wrong turn and done something that is not what they would have done in their right judgment. And I just pray for all the people in hospice, jails, prisons, halfway houses, diversion centers. I pray, oh God, for police and state patrols and deputies and firemen, all the law enforcement and the safety outreaches. And we pray for the military, and we pray for the upheaval in the nation that is trying to destroy everything that is good. And we just love you and praise you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. That wonderful prayer. Absolutely wonderful. Gigi and Randy.
Yes. If you don't mind, I would prefer not to pray right at the moment. I'm not feeling really good, so I'd like to take a pass.
Okay, fine. That's no problem. And yeah. Then we have Rita.
Okay, yes, Chaplain John. I'll be glad to pray. Let's see here. Okay. Father, I give you thanks for this day that you've given to me. And I give you thanks that you sent your son to die for me on the cross, and that you loved him, loved me, Father, when I did not deserve your love. I give you thanks, Father, that you are my refuge, my Savior, my Lord, and my God, and my shelter, Father. And you are my life, Father. Father, I pray for President Trump. I pray that you will strengthen him, encourage him, and comfort him. I ask that you put a hedge of protection around him from the evil people that wants to do him harm. I ask that you would also bless President Trump and Melania's marriage, Father, and strength, lead President Trump, Father, in the direction that you want him to take America. And I also pray, Father, for J.D. Vance and his wife. I ask for the saving, that they will come to the saving knowledge of your son, and that you would also protect him from the evil men and women that wants to do him harm, and strengthen him and encourage him, Father, and comfort him, and also direct him, lead him, lead him in the direction that you want him to go. And I pray also for the saving knowledge that Elon Musk will come to the saving knowledge of your son and all of his children, Father, that they will come to love you and your son with all their whole hearts, soul, and mind. And that you would also protect Elon Musk from the evil men and women that wants to do him harm, Father. I pray for America, Father. I pray for mercy for America. I pray that you heal us and forgive us, Father. And I pray for a revival in America, Father, from the north to the south, from the east to the west. And I also, Father, pray for Israel. I pray that you will protect and give peace to Israel. And I pray for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Israel, Father. And I pray, Father, for the Jews in Israel, that they will turn away from their secular and wicked ways, and that the Jews in Israel will come to the saving knowledge of your son. And I pray, Father, for the IDF. I pray for the saving knowledge that these young women and men will come to the saving knowledge of your son before it is too late, Father. And I pray for Prime Minister Netanyahu, and I pray for his, I pray that you would protect him, put a hedge of protection around him, Father, strengthen him, and encourage him, and comfort him, Father. And I pray that he will come to the saving knowledge of your son, and that you would bless his marriage and guide and direct him, Father, in the direction that you want him to take Israel. And Father, I pray for Chaplain John, that you will strengthen him and encourage him, and that you will bless his Nancy and his marriage, and bless and anoint all that he teaches and all that he writes, Father. Bless the brochures and the books that he have written, that many souls will come to the saving knowledge of your son, and many hearts would be healed. And I pray, Father, for the Arbor Father Fellowship pastors, and that you would bless the pastors, guide and direct the pastors, and strengthen them and encourage them, Father. And also bless the churches and protect them, Father, from the
evil people that they are surrounded by that wants to do them harm just because they believe on your son. And I ask, Father, that you would bless and bless Pastor Fred. And if anything is wrong with him, Father, that you would heal him, strengthen him, and comfort him, Father. And I ask that also, Father, that you would also bless this church. And I ask, Father, that you will bless everyone that is in dial pad, chat, Facebook, Rumble, and that you will bless us, encourage us, comfort, and strengthen us, Father. And for I pray this all, Father, in the glorious and holy name of my Lord, my Savior, my God, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful prayer. All right, I'm going to lead in prayer now. Father, I thank you for the wonderful prayer time we had tonight, Lord. So may all these prayers, we know every one of them was in line with your word, so we thank you for that, Lord, and you hear our prayers. So now, Lord, I want to pray for everyone that's part of this ministry, Lord. We want to pray for the protection of everyone, Lord, that you would put a shield and a hedge around us, protect us from the evil one. I want to pray, Lord, that everyone a part of this ministry is an overcomer, Lord. If we're having any struggles, Lord, it could be in family, it could be in work, it could be neighbors, it could be some social things, Lord. I'm praying that we are all overcomers, as your word says, Lord. We overcome hatred with love. We overcome fear with peace. We overcome depression and hopelessness and all with joy. And we overcome powerlessness always with a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We're overcomers. So I'm asking that your resurrection power flow through all of us as overcomers, Lord. They overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimonies, and love not their lives unto death. Thank you, Lord, for that. So we want to be in all one accord here, praying right now for all of us, Lord, that we are overcomers in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Then, Lord, I want to pray your blessings on your financial blessings on everyone, Lord, that we will be greatly blessed. And Lord, in the hour we live in all, I pray that you would stretch our money as it's blessed, Lord. A dollar, well, with what's going on, Lord, we're asking you to stretch it to 10, Lord. And that would be blessings, getting great deals, getting things for free, Lord, blessing our equipment, Lord, that it doesn't break down and drain a lot of money, Lord. There are many ways that you can stretch funds, Lord. Finding food on sale, Lord, and things like that. And if we need house repairs, maybe things might be done for free, Lord. So again, I'm asking you stretch our finances, Lord, so $1 can be stretched out to $10. And that's part of that you open the windows of heaven and pour upon us a blessing which we can't contain, Lord. It's so good, so wonderful. That's what we're asking for, Lord. And then you rebuke the devourer for our namesake, Lord, that all the blessings are blessed and not stolen by the devil. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Yeah. And then, Lord, we pray for our health. Lord, it's I'm noticing, Lord, there are a significant number of prayer requests continually for cancer, Lord. And we're asking our protection from that, Lord, that you would raise, naturally, Lord, you would raise up our immune system. That's the natural defense, Lord. And every one of us in this ministry, our immune system would be beyond normal. I can't put words on it, Lord, but it would be to keep us healthy and protected. Lord, the evil one with COVID-19 and those shots, Lord, released a deadly attack on the immune system. So, Lord, in this ministry, we acknowledge that a curse was loose, Lord, and it was all based on lies. I can still see them on TV there, on the internet, lying, Lord, Fauci and everyone around him, lying, pharmaceuticals, lying, the medical profession, lying. They brought a curse on us. But Lord, you know how to break curses, and this one here is health, Lord. So all the curses, health curses that were released, Lord, we're asking now that you protect everyone in this ministry from them, Lord. Everyone in their in our families. Thank you, Lord. And that you would release the divine power of the Holy Spirit in addition to our natural defense, Lord. The divine power of the Holy Spirit flow up through us from the top of our head to the bottom of our toes for our health. That your Spirit will protect us, Lord. Well, according to all my bells and whistles here, we're streaming. Okay, it looks like Twizzle is here. Hello, Twizzle.
Yep, I'm here. I'm sorry. I had me muted here, too. But I can hear you. And
can you see me?
Yes, I can see you.
Is this Twizzle? Hello.
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good. Long time.
Yeah, I'm present and accounted for, but what I've got on my screen is watch and pray, Matthew 26:40-41.
Okay, well, Sharon, we're going to start here with what song would you like?
Oh my goodness. How about the girls singing? No Tears?
Yeah, okay. No, it's not No More Tears, it's No More... All my tears. Mr. Sharon, when you say that, I can't get it out of my mind.
Okay.
And I'm not sure it's all my tears, but...
Somebody's tears.
Everybody's messing up to me.
Well, mine is not live, so I'm just going to go on off, and I will see you all tomorrow with our bells on. Oh, and tomorrow's Tuesday. Okay.
Tomorrow morning.
Yeah, you'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well, that's not it either. So what's going on? All my tears. Well, pick another one, Sister Sharon.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. I can't think. Don Moen. And that song we like from him, I can't even think of the name of it. You probably know it off the top of your head.
On Moen. Oh.
Our Father? Yeah, Our Father.
Yes, Our Father.
We are your children, and we've gathered here today. We've gathered here to pray. Hear our cry. Oh Lord, we need your mercy, and we need your grace today. Hear us as we pray.
Thank you, Chaplain John.
You're welcome. I'm trying everything to get this working right, impossible. So I'm playing. I don't know what people can see and can't see, but I'm playing with all the buttons back here and trying to figure things out. But the music will get through. All right. God bless you. Oh, God bless the music.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity may one day be restored. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Oh. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. Are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. They will know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. Father, from whom all things will come, and all praise to Christ Jesus, his one and only Son, and all praise to the Spirit who makes us all as one. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. By our love, by our love, they will know we are Christians by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love, they will know we are Christians by our love, by our
Captain John, who plays that tune to?
Say it again.
Who sings that song?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's my controls here are a complete, total mess, Sister Kathy. I've got myself showing, but I can't go off that because I don't know. I'd have to probably shut down and reboot. So Anyways, I can't tell you right now. It's a man.
Okay.
Well, obviously a man. I don't know if I can even, well, I can play our opening song here. And I think I'm going to play this one more. We haven't used this in a long, long time. Send the Fire.
Okay.
God of burning, cleansing flame.
Send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift, today we claim.
Send the fire, take.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry. Soften to live or die.
Send the fire today
to burn up every trace of sin and bring the light of glory. Yes, hallelujah.
The revolution now begins. Send the fire today. Send the
How do you like that?
Nice. It's nice to hear them.
Yeah, but I, Sister Sharon and whoever else, I'm going to have to, I brought the song in, but then I can't get back into the show here.
Okay.
Can't, let me see, transition. I don't know how it happened. I pressed something and there I am. So I'm, actually, what I'm doing is I'm starting to learn some of these here bells and whistles that I haven't used. I'm starting to learn how to use them. But I can't.
There you are.
Yeah, I can't get into YouTube or any, or can't get out of this. So I feel like I'm, I don't know who's here, if anybody, after this chaos. But I feel like a little bit more prayer, and then we'll call it a night. So, Father, I thank you for the time together and whoever else is here. Lord, we praise you and thank you, Lord. Lord, this Friday, this Saturday and Sunday, I'll be speaking in Kenya, Lord. And Sunday will be the initiation into becoming the elder in the Maasai tribe. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. We praise you and thank you, Lord. What a blessing. And we've touched, this ministry has touched so many lives in East Africa, Lord. So many. Lord, I think of sending the Open Bible there, the King James Open Bible. And as a result of it, it started a Bible college. And they have like 100 pastors in attendance, Lord, all from this ministry. Amazing, Lord, amazing, amazing. And with Pastor Amandas, all those Muslims, he won to you, one-on-one, he won them to you from the water ministry, providing the water filters, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And then the brochures. What they've done in Kenya, Lord, in Makuru Kayaba, the Broken Hearted brochure, the prophecy brochure about Jerusalem, Lord, all the Muslims, imams that have come to you. Thank you, Lord. It's exciting. You're using us. Continue to use us in a mighty way, Lord. Continue, Lord. I want to thank you for every penny that was sent to us, Lord, and being used in the ministry. Very grateful for that, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you, Lord. And Lord, and we know what's going on with the brochures in India, Lord, what's going on in Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Lord, Congo, with Bishop Obel, Lord. and Henry Caduza, Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you. You've opened all these doors, Lord. It's from you. And we thank you, Lord, that we've gone through these doors and they're still open, and numbers of people are being greatly blessed, Lord, saved, healed, set free. They become evangelists, Lord, and pastors. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you and thank you now, Lord. In Jesus' marvelous name, amen and amen and amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to call it a night. And tomorrow morning, I go to the prayer meeting. And then I'll be back for tomorrow night for Bible study. And what I'm doing is I'm putting together something that I consider unique. I'm going to do a composite of everything that happens to us from the rapture all the way through till eternity. And so it's a comprehensive, and I'm going to try and do it in chronological order, because we only know fragments of it. We only know fragments.
Amen.
So I want to show you the big picture. So God bless everyone. And thank you now. Thank you.
And Chaplain John, Kathy and I will be there tomorrow morning.
Yes. 10. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You have to call in tomorrow. I'm not streaming. So you have to call in tomorrow. And Sister Sharon and Kathy will be there. They always enjoy it. I always get good reports of fantastic prayer. Mornings and Saturday, Friday nights. So God bless everybody now.
Oh, God of burning, cleansing flame.
Send the fire.
Your blood-bought gift, today we claim.
Send the fire today.
Well, God of Elijah, hear our cry.
Send the fire today
to burn up every trace of sin and bring